KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John. Good Saturday morning, everybody. Of course, welcome here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Jeff Blankman hanging out with you here on this Saturday morning. Going to be talking girls wrestling here very, very shortly with Joe Daniels of the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. Shane Vaughn with the Kemper Girls Wrestling Team and Kemper Boys Wrestling Team will join us after that. We'll talk basketball with Randy Beeson of the Carroll Boys Basketball Team, Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys, Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls, and Justin Yetmar with the Kemper Girls. Deb Dander will join us to talk Carroll Boys Swimming. They wrapped up their regular season this week. And Eric Noggle will join us as well to talk Carroll Boys Wrestling. We're going to start off, though, with a quick rundown of what happened last night in local sports. It was a busy one. State girls qualifying wrestling meets going on yesterday. The Carroll Tigers were at Spencer in Class 2A Region 7. They won that regional with 153.5 points, sending four wrestlers to state. Bree Kiger would finish in second at 120 pounds. It was also Maggie Dirks finishing second at 130 pounds. Emma Grossman was your champion at 190 pounds, and Emma Daniels finished up in second place at 235 pounds. Kemper finished a fifth with 115 points at Colfax Mingo in Class 1A Region 2. Sadie Smith was a runner-up at 130 pounds. Kara Schutte was a runner-up at 145 pounds, and Lucy Potoff was your champion at 155 pounds. Esack County and South Central Calhoun were at Western Christian, Class 1A Region 7. South Central finished fourth with 124 points. Esack County saw their season come to an end, finishing up in 16th place with 32 points. State qualifiers for South Central Calhoun. Coldy Davis has a runner-up at 100 pounds. Emery Kramer, your champion at 110 pounds. And Mia Halfley finished up in second place at 135 pounds. The top finisher for Esack County yesterday was Aliga Tibbs-Kennebec. She went 3-2 but did not qualify for state. Audubon was down at Atlantic, Class 2A Region 1. The Wheelers would finish 8th with 97.5 points. Jordan Mulford would finish 2nd at 100 pounds, and it was Macy Rasmussen, your champion, at 110 pounds. Both of those, of course, were qualifiers for the state meet. Kemper girls bowling team was at the Hawkeye 10 conference meet over at Denison Slushwick. They would finish in 8th with 1,537 points. Laura Lenz led them in game 1 yesterday. That's all we've had reported so far. She would bowl a 135. In basketball action on the boys' side of things, Kemper knocked off Lewis Central 64-55. Ryan Clare with the 12 points and 12 rebounds. Carroll knocked off Winterset 60-50. Jared Moore 28 points and 13 rebounds. Coon Rapids Bear down to Woodbine 67-53. It was Cal Hayden with 26 points to go with the 12 rebounds. Arweva Edges by Bouyer Valley 56-53. Wyatt Regaler with 21 points and 8 rebounds. Audubon falls to Tri-Center 68-257. Aiden Kiergaard led the Wheelers in the loss with 18 points. It was Esack falling to Sioux Central 63-36. Weston Julin had 7 points and 4 rebounds. Glenn Ralston downed Peyton Sherdan 60-54 in overtime. For the Wildcats, Colton Rohrbach had 17 points, and for Peyton Sherdan, Trayvon Keeley had 26 points to go with 13 rebounds. It was South Central Calhoun knocking off Newell Fonda 54-45. Charlie Natras led the Titans with 18 points, and Ike Manning falls to Trainer 70-43. It was Ben Ramsey with 17 points to go with 2 steals. We move now to the girls' side of things. It was Kemper rallying again to beat Lewis Central 60-57. Elsa Tiefenthaler with 17 points and 5 rebounds. It was Carroll falling to Winterset 39-35. Allie Cook with 23 points and 7 rebounds. Coon Rapids Bear down Woodbine 55-30. Ashton Clucky with 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals. Glenn Ralston rolls by Peyton Sherdan 51-16. For the Wildcats, it was Cassidy Wink with 15 points to go with 3 rebounds. For Peyton Sherdan last night, Eden Smith led him with 7 points. Arweva falls to Bouyer Valley 66-38. Mar Obrek leading the Rockets with 18 points. Exiro Kern-Kimbleton knocks off Cam 70-41. Jalen Peterson had a team-high 27 points. Icam Manning falls to Trainer 58-37. Araya Miners with 11 points to go with 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Esack County falling to Sioux Central 60-52. Sarah Bontrager with 23 points and 3 steals. And South Central Calhoun falls to Newell Fonda 71-31. No stats reported last night site for the Titans of South Central Calhoun. We'll step away. Joe Daniels going to come in and talk to us about Carroll Girls Wrestling when we come back on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Peach Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Peach Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at peachranch.com. Peach Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
We're talking here on this Saturday morning on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show, of course, with the head coach, Joe Daniels, of the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. They are regional champions, state qualifying champions from last night, and sending for four girls down to the state wrestling meet Thursday and Friday next week. Coach, congratulations. What a night for you and the girls last night.
Yeah, it was a great time. You know, real whirlwind. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun. That's what it's supposed to be about. We get to bring home some hardware and a banner for the room. So, yeah, we're happy with it.
What's it mean for you guys to get that banner?
I've been saying it all year long, and I've been telling the girls all year long. I said, you know, there's not going to be a lot of records left on this wall once you're done this year. And you know, sometimes that looks tough. We keep a tough schedule on purpose. So we have some tough days. We have some tough tournaments. But when it really matters, we can shine because we have a good team. And, you know, my assistant coach, Andy Kiger, he actually just brought up recently, this is the first tournament we've gone to all year where we had our full lineup. And that's what happens when every single girl gets a chance and every single girl fights, even if they've lost one. They wrestle on the backside, they still get us more bonus points. So now we have a nice banner for our gym, and we're happy with that.
Absolutely. And you got four girls who got a chance to earn some more hardware. We'll start with Emma Grossman, your champion at 190. She wrestled three matches, if I remember correctly. I don't know if she wrestled 2 minutes total, did she?
I would have to check the stat book there, Jeff, but you're pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, really good night for her.
Ben, with her, we've been focusing on offense from your feet, attacking. Was kind of always, you know, she's always had a good shot. She just didn't always take it in years past. She used different techniques to beat girls in the past. And we said, you know, this year you got to be shooting. You got to be getting your takedowns. You got to be scoring first. That was the mantra for the whole team, and as a captain, she adapted to that, and she really embraced it. So, yeah, that's what ended up working for her was if she can get on top early in a match, there's very few girls that are going to get away from her. So why do we waste time? Let's just get them down right away.
Absolutely, Coach. And Emma Daniels gets into the championship last night. I know the girl she was wrestling against, I think, had three losses, if I remember correctly. So another outstanding wrestler, probably two of the top 10 in the state going at it last night. She falls a little short in the championship match, but still qualifies as that runner-up.
Right, yeah. You know, and again, Emma Daniels is another one we talk about all the time. Just totally consistent, you know. I mean, this will be her fourth trip to state, so four-time state qualifier. You know, that's really good for her. She showed up, and the bracket was really small. But again, you know, heavyweights are used to that sometimes.
Yep.
You know, took a look at that bracket, and there's three girls in there. You know, her first match is in the semifinals against the number four ranked girl in the state. Went ahead and pinned her. Wasn't too much of an issue there. Got to the finals against a really, really good up-and-coming rising star from Fort Dodge in Ava Potter. You know, we planned for her. We kind of knew what was coming, and we still couldn't stop it. But after you already won that semis, you knew that the finals probably didn't matter too much. It's more of a seeding thing at state.
Yep.
So, you know, she wasn't hanging her head down about it at all.
Absolutely. And a four-time state qualifier is awesome for that young lady. Bree Kiger and Maggie Dirks, your other two qualifiers, both making it in, both had to wrestle a second-place match and both victorious in those second-place matches and looked really good at them as well.
Right, yeah. I can't think of a single thing that's more nerve-wracking in the world of sports than a true second match. You know, the ups and downs in this sport are one of the things that make it so great. And, you know, that the excitement of getting into the finals and being all happy about it. And then, you know, unfortunately, you don't win that match. Well, now you got another one. And you got to get your head right. And we had long talks with both of them and made sure that they were on an even keel, you know. Yeah, you lost that one. You need the next one. You need this next one. You know, you got to be ready for it. And those are two of some of the toughest girls we have in that room. Never had any doubt that they'd be ready to go. You know, so very proud of Dirks. I think she got a grand total of like 4 matches last year. She dealt with an injury the entire year. So it was just really good to see somebody like that bounce back this year, put in all the work, never miss a day of practice, you know, constantly grinding. Taking the best girls in the room every single day, you know, always wrestling Bree Kiger and, you know, never shying away from anything, being super tough and getting there. And really, honestly, her first full year of wrestling was really impressive. And then, of course, Bree Kiger, you know, there's one of the senior captains there. Can't say enough about her. I just, she's always in the good position. Even when she's starting to get turned to her back, you're still not worried because she just, you know, she's going to find a way. She's one of the toughest outs we have. Tegan Robertson from Ridgeview is no joke. And we stood toe to toe with her,
yep.
Gave her the closest match of her season, as far as I'm aware. So, you know, all 4 of them definitely earned their way. They definitely deserved it. We got all 3 of our senior captains plus a Dirks. You know, it's so nice to have a Dirks on the
yes.
team. The boys team always gets them all. I finally got one, so we were happy to use her at the original tournament.
And coach, 2 other young ladies that didn't quite get there, but wrapped up great seasons. Alexis Esquivel and Cammy Jones both were outstanding all year for you, and fell just a little bit short.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you're always going to have those, like I said.
Yeah.
Those seniors, they put their heart on the line there. They went absolutely as hard as they could. They had really, really good matches. Just couldn't finish. Really didn't make any big mistakes. Just got beat by better wrestlers, and that happens. That's one of the lessons you have to learn. But that whole team, I mean, again, those girls, like you just mentioned with Alexis Esquivel and Cammy Jones, I mean, those are the girls that win you the banner.
Yep.
I mean, those 3rd and 4th place girls, those are the ones that get that regional championship for you. So, you know, they can be happy about what they did. It's kind of hard to let the season go, but they're still going to be in the room for the next week. It's their job to make sure that Bree's ready to go. It's their job to make sure that, you know, the other 3 are ready to go. So they still have a job to do, and they're ready to do that. So,
well, Coach, what do you do to get everybody ready for this coming week?
First, you check on them. make sure everybody's feeling good. Make sure that the shoulders have rotation in them. Make sure that we're ready to go. And then we just throw everybody at them. That's what we've done in the past. That's what we're going to do this year too, is, you know, we rotate through the rest of the team on them so that they have fresh legs. So as they're getting tired, their opponent is not. And that's what we do. We push them, get through those 3 days. And it's 100% individualized off of what they're wanting to do. And we just make sure they're ready to go when it's time to load the bus on Thursday.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing you back down in Coraville again this coming Thursday and Friday. Appreciate the time here today, and enjoy the weekend.
All right, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Tune in each Monday morning and afternoon for the IKM Manning Minute. We'll be talking to the students about what they're doing and learning each week. The IKM Manning Minute is brought to you by Next Gen Ag Supply in Templeton.
Go Wolves!
Kemper Girls Wrestling had an outstanding Friday night at the state qualifying meet over at Colfax Mingo. Joining us right now to talk both girls and boys wrestling for the night, of course, is head coach Shane Vaughn. Coach, I know you haven't probably slept yet, so I appreciate you joining us here today. Long bus ride home from Colfax Mingo, and then you've got to be back out on the road today for the Hawkeye 10.
Yeah, late night, early morning, but this time of year, you know, wrestling's awesome, and the more we can get in, the better.
Absolutely, and the girls got three in last night, and what a really strong performance. I know even in the team standings, you guys were sitting, you know, pretty much second and third most of the night. So what's your thoughts, first of all, overall on how the girls did last night?
Yeah, you know, it was a great night. It was a tough regional, and a lot of really solid brackets, a lot of really talented wrestlers, and our girls were able to show up and compete and prove they belong and, you know, go out and kind of make some noise. So all in all, you know, across the board, it was a really strong tournament for them.
And I know this is your first year really with coaching the girls program. Of course, you've been the boys coach for a number of years now, but where have you seen now in 4 years of really being sanctioned, how good and how much growth there's been in girls wrestling right now?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, one, just the numbers, you know, the participation standpoint, it's exploding. And then two, just the quality of wrestling.
Yep.
You know, once more and more teams start buying in and girls are starting younger and putting more time and effort into it, like the quality is insane. Girls wrestling is getting really good in the state of Iowa, and that's awesome to see and really fun to be a part of that this year.
Coach, we'll talk to girls that got in last night. Sadie Smith, of course, as a runner-up. You had Kira Schutte as a runner-up, and Lucy Potthoff making it in as the champion at 155. We'll start with Lucy, of course. I think you said she came in as the 8 seed. She leaves as the champion. That's a pretty good night for her.
Yeah, you know, she had a great day. We talked to her early on about, you know, bracket doesn't matter, order doesn't matter, record just. If you believe you're the best girl out there, you can do it. And she went out and did the dang thing. So that was really awesome for her. You know, when she's confident, she can beat anyone.
Where did things start to break for her where you really felt like, wow, you know, even as the 8 seed, she's got a legit chance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we said, we talked early on that she can do it. Bracket, you know, it 8 seed, you get the 1 right away, second round, and that's a tough thing to do. But she goes out and gets a pin over a really solid opponent, and I think from there, her confidence grew. You know, she knew that girl was supposed to be one of the best girls here. So getting the win over her kind of made her realize that, hey, maybe I'm the best girl here. And she went out and proved it.
Sadie Smith, a runner-up at 130, got into the championship match, ended up falling, but did not have to wrestle back. So second time, I think, if I remember right, down to state for Sadie, made it as a sophomore. So now as a senior, what's the mentality for her, especially coming out of last night?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is just don't be happy just to get there. You know, obviously enjoy the experience, appreciate every moment, but know that you're going down there to contend for a medal and fully capable of doing that and achieving that goal. So, you know, back to work on Monday. It's just another normal tournament week.
And the other girl that, of course, Kara Schutte, had to come back and wrestle a second-place match, but won her third-place match, then won that second-place match and was really dominant there in that second-place match.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, arguably one of the toughest rounds in wrestling, having to, you know, kind of get your heart broken in the finals and turn around and fight a girl who's coming off a big win for that state spot. You know, there's a lot on the line, and pressure affects people different ways. But Kara was calm going into the match and knew that she could get the job done and went out and let her wrestling speak for herself and dominated. So it was really cool for her to kind of put that performance together and prove that there was no doubt she belongs in the state tournament.
Who else did you really like how they wrestled last night?
Really, all of our girls had a good day. You know, even the ones that didn't qualify. Riley Sommerfeld had a strong performance. Riley Massey was wrestling extremely well and kind of got caught, you know, was winning big and ended up going to her back and letting one slip away, which hurts, but it shows how good she is. You know, she's right there. She's right there with those girls and is capable of doing it. You know, all those girls, Maddie and Hoy had a good day. Anna Schutte, you know, all of our girls just had a great tournament out there.
Coach, looking forward to seeing you down at the state tournament and stuff coming up this Thursday and Friday with those girls. Let's flip to the boys. You guys went over to Denison Schleswig for a triangular on it Tuesday, wrestled Glenwood and Denison. What did you see from the guys?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough one. Glenwood's a really strong team, and we I feel like we didn't quite wrestle up to our ability and, you know, let that one get a little more out of hand than we were hoping for. But our guys responded well. You know, we had a pretty strong talk in between duels, and they responded well and had a little bit better output offensively against Denison. So that was a good way to respond to an unfortunate first duel and kind of looking to carry some of that forward progress and momentum into the Hawkeye 10 tournament later today.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. One other one I wanted to run past you. You guys were over at I-35 last weekend as well. How did you feel like things went there?
Yeah, you know, again, it was one that it's a tough tournament. We knew that going into it, and our guys that showed up were able to compete and wrestle and, you know, have some success at times and find areas where we got to keep getting better at others. So it was kind of a good measuring stick of, you know, where those guys are right now and just another eye-opener that we can keep working to get better.
What's going to be the focus for both the boys today at the Hawkeye 10?
Just getting our offense. You know, we're better when we go on attack and get after it. If we sit back and let things come to us, it doesn't go as well as often as we hope. So we're looking to go out and set the tempo and control the hand fight and get the shots.
How do you handle this week being gone probably with the girls, but then having to worry about getting the boys ready for state qualifying for them coming up here in just over a week?
Yeah, you know, just a lot of trust. Wrestling is an individual sport, so hopefully those guys are self-motivated enough that they're going to work hard regardless if I'm there or not. We got a great, you know, great set of assistant coaches who are going to go in and put them through good workouts and take care of those guys, as well as a strong, some senior leadership that can step up and kind of help, you know, be that extra coach in the room while also working towards their own goal.
Well, Shane, as always, we appreciate all the time. I know how busy it is for you, so thanks for carving out some time for us. Hopefully you can get a nap maybe on the bus this morning on the way down to Glenwood to the Hawkeye 10. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you next week down at Coralville.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you there.
You bet. Head coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper Girls and Boys Wrestling Team, back with more of the Beach Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Kemper Catholic Schools, we learn about God every day.
Our teachers help us learn and pray.
We make friends, help others, and try our best.
Kemper Catholic Schools feels like family.
Happy Catholic Schools Week!
Kemper Catholic Schools, faith, learning, and love.
Kemper, celebrating Catholic Schools Week, where faith and family grow together.
Randy Beeson, the head boys basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on this Saturday morning. Tigers pick up another victory, knocking off winners at 62-50 last night. Coach, congratulations. Another win as the streak continues.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We'll take them.
Yeah, you'll take wins as they come, right? What did you guys do well to build a lead in this one?
I mean, it was pretty even to start. They came out and hit four threes in the first quarter. The good thing about that was it was just threes and no other two-point shots. They had two free throws. So it was all square, 14-14 at the end of the first. They were actually up 9-3 to start. I'm really close to calling the timeout and be like, hey, let's go. We had 3 points after the first 3 or 4 minutes, and we got some good looks. Just didn't get very many shots to fall. And then tied it up at the end of the first. In the second quarter, we were really good defensively. They're not a great three-point shooting team. So right. We just said, hey, keep forcing outside shots, keep protecting the paint. So we played a really nice second quarter, held them to 5 points, and we got it going a little bit on the offensive end. We got stuck on 25 for about the last 3 or 4 minutes until we hit a three towards the end. But a good response to the first quarter. And then third quarter, we played a really good quarter as well. Held them to actually 5 points for the first 7.5 minutes. They actually got a layup at the buzzer to get their 7th point. So really held them to 5 points for the whole third quarter. And again, we were pretty good offensively. We shared the basketball well, did some nice things. Jared Moore was really good attacking the basket. I ended up with 28 points on the night, so I think that's a career high for him. And I did a nice job on the glass, too. We had him down for 13, 14 rebounds
nice. As
well. So, and he's always really good defensively. So he was really good attacking the basket and made his free throws. He actually missed his first 2 free throws and then went 8 for 9 the rest of the way. So he had a really nice game attacking the basket. And fourth quarter wasn't as pretty as the first few quarters. We let them get back into it a little bit. I think we had a 19-point lead early in the fourth quarter, and they ended up cutting it to 10 or 11 there before we sealed the deal. So it's a good win. You talk about the win streak. It's a good win. Should be excited. But, when you don't end the game the right way, frustration sets in a little bit. And we'll continue to keep trying to get a little bit better.
Yeah, always got to find things to continue to work to get better, right, Coach?
Yeah. You know, and we did a lot of good things. You know, again, defensively, we did a really nice job for 2.5 quarters. So we're just trying to be a little more consistent and trying to do it for all four quarters. The Bayer kid ended up scoring 14 points out of his 17 in the fourth quarter. When you get it to 18 or 19, you know, the plan was always you come out and you send the message the start of the fourth and put the game away early. And we didn't do that. Our defensive effort wasn't quite there. We didn't rebound as well. We didn't do what we were supposed to do defensively with guarding ball screens and helping and doing some things. And they kept playing hard and got themselves back in the game. But we'll learn from it. We got a big week next week, and it's going to take a good team effort on both the offensive and defensive end to find a way to win four games next week, too, and keep the streak going.
Yeah, busy week next week. We'll get to that in just a moment here, Coach, and also some other news from last night as well. But let's bounce back. You handled Boone fairly well on Tuesday, 67-47, and then last Saturday you got by a pretty good Des Moines Christian ball club over at that Gilbert to showcase 66-50. So feel like you played well in both of those games?
You know, we did a really nice job against Des Moines Christian on the town kid. He came in the game averaging 20 points a game and was one of their main players. And the focus was we didn't want to let him get going. And he actually had, I think, 7 out of his 9 points in the first quarter, which is frustrating when you know, like, hey, we're not going to let him get going. But we called the timeout and challenged the guys to be a little bit better, and he had one made basket the rest of the game. So we did a really nice job defensively against them. They're a lot like Ballard as far as just pressuring all over the place and making the game chaotic. I don't know if we ran a set more than 2 or 3 times because it was just take care of the basketball and attack the basket and have good spacing. So that was a good win. I mean, they got a good record, and they don't have a bad loss. Their losses were to Pella and DCG and Pella Christian and now us. So it was a good win on the road. And then against Boone, it was kind of a weird game, kind of like last night where we played pretty good in stretches, but then we were kind of just hanging around for some stretches as well. So going to the fourth quarter was a 10-point game, and we ended up moving it to 20 by the end of the game. So, again, for three quarters, it was just kind of up and down a little bit, and that's what I think the main focus is we just want to be more consistent, right? You're trying to play your best basketball at the end of the year, and against good teams, you get inconsistent there in the fourth quarter, you're not going to be happy with the result afterwards. So that's going to be the focus moving forward, I think.
Yeah, two games to start this week, Atlantic at home on Monday, and then to Bondurant for our Tuesday. You mentioned four games. You got Ballard, who got knocked off last night by ADM over at Ballard on Friday. That one for a chance to grab a share of that conference championship. And then you got to Dennis and Schleswig, a non-conference game on Saturday. So the Ballard one's the one everybody's going to want to talk about, Coach, but you got to get through the first two first.
Yeah, we won't talk about that until after Tuesday night, hopefully. It's one game at a time, you know, non-conference one on Monday. Atlantic was looking for an opponent, so we added that as a 22nd game, knowing that we're going to see them next year in the Hawkeye 10. So I thought it'd be a good game to get on our schedule. And then Bondurant will be a tough one at their place. It's always a tough place to play. So, you know, everyone's going to have, the Ballard game pinpointed and be looking forward to that. But we're not going to say one word about Ballard, except for you making me talk about him right now, until later on the week, because every game's really important. You know, you talk about the rankings and you talk about seedings and all that stuff come district time. We talk about that a lot more than what we have in the past, and just saying, hey, every game's super important, and you want to get yourself a good seed for district time, then you got to win the games that you're supposed to win, and compete in those games and keep trying to get a little bit better so we can play some really good basketball down the stretch. So guys are definitely aware of what's going on, which I think that's the frustration when games aren't finished the right way. And, you know, the lack of the consistency is, you know, how important these games are and how important they are to get us ready for the postseason. So we'll keep getting better, and we're looking forward to a fun week. And we got a great group of guys that play hard together and have been sharing the basketball really well, and they're fun to coach when they do that. So we're looking forward to a fun week.
Well, Coach, as always, we enjoy chatting with you. Congrats again on the nice win streak. Take care of business Monday and Tuesday, and then we can talk about that other one later on in the week. So appreciate everything, and best of luck. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Just a quick shout-out. We had a great turnout last night. You know, we had senior night for a lot of our teams. We had a little shoot-a-thon, brought some alumni back at halftime of the boys game. I haven't had a chance to talk to all those people to see who won between the Dirkses and Goody and Schultz and all that, but you know, a shout out to the Carroll Foundation and Katie Cruz and Coach Badley on lining that up, and we had a lot of people in our gym last night and a fun environment. So a shout out to the community and all the people that were behind that for the fun game last night.
Well, I thank Bill for doing that as well. And Katie, I covered all four of those kids in high school. If I wouldn't have been at state wrestling qualifying coverage last night, I'd have been out there just so I could have run into some of those kids and said hi. So they're not kids anymore, but you know how it is. They'll always be kids, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun faces to see last night at the game, and fun to watch those guys and get those guys back in the gym and do all that. So a lot of fun.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson joining us again on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch at Coach's Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Rick Gotting. Join me here on KCIM at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, where I talk about orthopedics and whatever else really comes to mind. We have a good time on the show, and we would like to invite you to join us.
Listen this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KCIM for the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Rick Gotting. For more information about St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or call 794-5536.
We're back here on the Beach Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. We're going to talk some Kemper boys basketball as they roll to three more victories this week, knocking off Grandview Christian, Ridgeview, and Lewis Central last night. Joining us right now is head coach Sean Manahan. Coach, as always, good to see you. How you doing, man?
Doing good, yeah. It was a good week. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with that one last night. You guys knock off Lewis Central 64-55. Probably one of the tighter games you've had for a while. So this one, probably something you needed to be challenged a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. It's good to get a good game where you need to go four quarters and you know, get our starters. We rolled with them, I think, the whole fourth quarter. So it was a really good test for us and forced us to work on our execution and, you know, being accountable in late game situations.
Do you feel like you were able to do that pretty well?
Yeah, for the most part. I'd like to see us shoot from the free throw line a little bit better. You know, and I thought we missed some opportunities to put them away there. In the second half, we missed some shots that we're more than capable of making. So, but ultimately, I thought our defense did a really nice job and executed on the things they needed to for us to be successful.
I know it doesn't lock up the conference, but it puts you in the driver's seat.
Yep, yeah, that's the most important thing. That's, you know, what we challenge the guys with. Coach Torres does a great job at Lewis Central with having his guys prepared from a scouting standpoint. I told our guys, I'm like, they're going to know everything that you're going to want to do. From our set standpoint, they're going to know what you want to do as a player. They're going to have their guys ready to go for you. So we need to make sure we're bringing our best game and being able to respond when they do take away what we want.
Do you feel pretty good about that on the offensive end, just able to make enough plays the way it sounds?
Yeah, I mean, I think we went 50% from three, went 8-16 from three. So, you know, percentage-wise, that's fantastic.
Yep.
We didn't force shots. I thought our shot selection on the perimeter was good. If anything, we maybe even passed up a couple of looks that we're more than capable of making. In the first half, I thought we were a little bit dribble happy, trying to, you know, look for maybe a little bit too much isolation game out there instead of just, you know, challenging ourselves to be accountable running our offense and making them guard us as a team versus as an individual. I thought we did a better job of that in the second half. It didn't show up as much on the scoreboard as we would have liked, but that's where we got good looks. We just wanted to make sure we're finishing them.
And Coach, you, sometimes you can expect those type of things to happen where you shot it well, but 11 threes in the first half against Ridgeview on Tuesday night, and you score 107 points, it's kind of hard to duplicate that kind of performance. Sometimes you have maybe a little bit of an off game the next game offensively.
Yeah, and that's where, and that's, you know, that was pretty fun. You don't see shooting like that very often.
No.
So it's always fun when you get to experience that as a team. And, you know, we did it to a really good opponent in Ridgeview, who I think that's a district final caliber team.
Yep.
It's not, you know, possibly a sub-state team, depending on, you know, the kind of draw they get. So the way we shot the ball is really quick to kind of take hope away from teams like that, thinking they have a chance. But then, you know, Lewis Central, you know, they hung around. It wasn't, there was no point where, like, guys were making shots. I mean, it was the, you know, Carter Tolene is a really good, talented basketball player. He's just a sophomore, but he averages 18. We held him to 7 in the first half, but he gave us some problem fits in the second half. He was able to get to the free throw line quite a few times. I think he finished with 21. But, you know, he's a talented basketball player.
Coach, how excited were you when Ridgeview reached out to you, knowing how good of a team that was? Because I don't think anybody expected a 56-point game.
Yeah. It's a game. I going into it, I told our guys, I expected it to be a game in the fourth quarter that we wanted to, you know, put away and stretch. To me, I thought as a team, a game we could win by 20, maybe a little bit more. But I figured it was a game where it, you know, we'd be able to play, you know, our starters into the fourth quarter. That didn't happen, but that's partly because the way we shot the basketball. We knew they were going to be a talented 2A team, but, you know, that's where we want to challenge ourselves as much as possible with as many teams at high level as we can.
Grandview Christian, one of those teams. You saw them at the Gilbert Showcase a weekend ago on Saturday. Another pretty good performance for you guys, a 26-point win against a team that I think had won 7 in a row, if I remember right, and at least had not lost in the month of January.
Yep, yeah, they were undefeated coming out of break. They had a really nice win over Nevada coming out of break that kind of sparked them. They've been battling some injuries before Christmas, and so they just starting to get everything together for themselves. And, you know, we just came out, we played really well, you know, established ourselves early, and were able to continue it on throughout the game. So it was a good test for us. They were preseason number 1 in 2A, you know, according to some places. So they're a very talented team. And but it's a team that, you know, going into it, we were pretty confident in what the way we were playing that would be successful. And our guys executed really well.
And you're going to be challenged a few more times here in the regular season. Got a chance to win that conference outright with that win over Lewis Central. But St. Albert's still on the schedule. You got Shenandoah still on the schedule. And also Creston just in the conference. But I think a lot of people pointing at Monday's matchup. You guys head up to Storm Lake to take on the Toreadors. Both you guys ranked number 2 in your respective classes. Both outstanding teams. Great athletes. This one's got a chance to be one of the best games in the state.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an exciting opportunity for us. They are an extremely talented team. They gained some little extra notoriety with their big 3 overtime game back on at AL's Classic on the 19th for Martin Luther King. They hosted a tournament there, and they played one of the top teams in Nebraska, and it went into, you know, triple overtime,
yep.
And it was a really exciting game that a lot of people witnessed and took in. So that left a mark, and, you know, in a lot of people's minds on their ability. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out and respond. And I think the biggest thing with our guys is they go into every game, no matter who it is, no matter dialing, you know, the last couple years or whoever it might be, they go into every single game expecting to win. So, you know, Monday's not going to be any different.
No, and it shouldn't be with the way you guys are playing. Or not surprised to see you crawl back up to number 2?
You know, it's one of those things that I don't want to worry too much about it. It's,
right.
You know, we were, number 2 or 3 last year, and, you know, it didn't. We were really excited about the draw we got, and, you know, it still didn't happen. So sometimes the game of basketball is a funny thing, and, you know, you can do everything right, and sometimes the ball doesn't go in, and you know, sometimes you don't bring your A game and the other team does, and that it just takes one bad game for an upset to happen. So we just need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves and bringing the best version of ourselves to every game here on out.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Get some rest this week. Best of luck coming up Monday up at Storm Lake.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Manahan again with the Kemper Boys basketball team. We're back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show on KCIM. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Peach Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Peach Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at peachranch.com. Peach Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Peach Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning as we talk some Carroll girls basketball. Right now joining us is head coach Katie Cook. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. Kind of a tough stretch for the girls team right now. You guys slip again last night, losing to Winterset. Another tight one. It's not like you're playing pretty good basketball, but you fall 39-35. Coach, your thoughts on that one last night?
It was tough. I mean, I thought we played really, really well defensively. The girls kind of bought in. We tried a few different things, presses, some junk, some man. And, you know, it's kind of fun to mix it up a little bit. But when we only score 35 points, it's, you know, we're going to have a tough time getting the W.
Yeah, I was going to say the defense has been really good this week, 43 against Boone and just 39 last night. So that's got to make you feel like you're doing some things well, and eventually the shots will start to fall.
You know, I hope so. We just got to keep plugging away on the offensive end and see if we can't make something happen.
Offensively, what worked for you last night? Sounds like Allie had a pretty good game.
Yeah, Allie had 23 points. Did a really good job. She had a touch of foul trouble throughout the game, but nothing that we had her sitting out too long. She did end up fouling out, unfortunately, but yeah, down the stretch, you know, she's kind of our go-to scorer. Mm-hmm. She's probably our most aggressive offensively. So it kind of paid off for her tonight.
And that seems to be a little bit of a theme, Coach. Foul trouble for you guys. Is am I catching that right, or is it just something that I'm catching wrong?
You know, nothing crazy.
Okay.
We at St. Albert, we had some trouble, but no, we're doing all right. We just got to keep trying to find a way to score.
What worked for Allie offensively, and were the other girls getting good looks? Was it just one of those nights that nothing fell?
They played a tough zone on us, a 2-3 zone, a little bit of a 1-3-1 as well, and we just had, you know, we had trouble getting it closer to the basket, getting looks closer to the basket. So, yeah, trouble getting some things to fall. I need more people to be aggressive and attack, you know, get to the free throw line or get to the lane, that kind of thing. But Allie, I think she was 1-for-2 or 4-for-3 on the night. She got to the free throw line a little bit. A lot of drives, really, offensive rebounds.
So senior playing, like she wants to win some ball games, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's fighting. Yeah, that's one thing you can count on her for, is she's going to give her best effort.
Coach, the Boone game on Tuesday. I know the final that you guys wanted there. Again, offensive woes kind of did you in.
You know, we only shot 20% from
right.
The field. Again, we 2-for-14 from the three-point line. Boone put a ton of pressure on us the whole game. Traps, lots of run and jumping. We turned it over too much. So we scored 33 points at Boone. 35 points last night against Winter. It's just not going to cut it. If we can't put 40 or 50, you got to put about 50 up to get a W. So that's our challenge.
What do you work on then to try and get that to come around? What can you do in these situations?
You know, you're starting to wonder if it's time to just change our offensive philosophy, maybe throw a different offense in. We've got some things to think about over the weekend here and see if we want to go a different direction for the rest of the season.
Coach, is it hard at this point of the year? There's not a whole lot of regular season games left to try. I mean, I know that's what you got to maybe do, but that can't be an easy thing either to redo an offense this late in the season.
No, but 7 losses now in a row, and we can't put 40. We're struggling to put points up. I hate to not do anything. So it's something to think about. Whatever it would be, you'd have to obviously be kind of simple, but and maybe related to what we already do a little bit. I don't know. Well, it's a puzzle for me to solve, Jeff. You just get to see how it turns out.
Well, I'm sure it will turn out well, Coach. I know how good of a job you do, and you'll buckle in on this weekend and get that done. You do get Monday, where you get a day off to kind of work on some things, and then you make that long drive down to Bondurant. Farrar, they're sitting a couple of games under 500 going into tonight, so chance to go down there and maybe snap this this losing streak.
You know, one game at a time for us. So yeah, Bondurant, Farrar is our next matchup, and we got them earlier this season, so now we go to their place, see if we can't get them again.
And, Coach, I know you're taking one game at a time, but as I peek at your schedule, next Friday you're at Ballard. Saturday you're home in the afternoon to Dennis and Schleswig. Monday you host Gilberton. Tuesday you go to North Polk. So that's about as busy of a stretch as you can get.
Yep. You know, and you get postseason plays right around the corner. So we're kind of gearing towards that. Obviously want to get some of these wins, but it's time to like take a look at what we need to fine tune in these last couple weeks here.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck with everything. As always, we appreciate all of the time. Enjoy the weekend if you can. I know you're going to be probably doing a lot of thinking and trying to figure things out. So we wish you the best, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll girls basketball team. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on KCIM.
If you haven't gotten an auto quote from Lens Insurance, you could be paying more than you need to. Auto Owners Insurance is known for strong financial stability and great discounts for families, especially student drivers and young adults on the road. At Lens Insurance, we work in partnership with Auto Owners Insurance to give you personal service, real savings, and peace of mind that you can trust your coverage. This is Ken Pyer with Lens Insurance. Call me today at 792-1700 to find out if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Justin Yetmar with the Kemper girls basketball team joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Knights continue to be the comeback kids as they rally back last night to knock off Lewis Central on the road. Coach, it just seems like these girls, I was kind of teasing with here during the break, they kind of like to get off to the slow starts and make their way back into games in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, shows what kind of coach I am. I keep telling them, you know, let's get off to faster starts and stop digging ourselves holes, and here they go. They did it again. So yeah, just super proud of the girls. Gutsy. They've been gutsy the last 3 weeks. And, you know, last night at Lewis Central, just dug deep, found a way, and made plays when it mattered.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did they do and how were they able to come back in that second half and do it again for a 60-57 win?
Yeah, it was really, it was on both ends. You know, we started okay offensively, kind of got in a rut, and then the third quarter we started taking off, and then defensively just kept making stops and more importantly getting rebounds and getting a stop, making a rebound. So it wasn't like a huge flourish, if you will. It just was kind of kept pecking away, and then, you know, finally we just kind of broke through and held on.
What are those conversations like at halftime? Is it major adjustments or what is it? I mean, you're down to Gilbert at halftime. You looked like you were in some trouble with the way they shot it. You come back, dominate the second half. You know, Newman Catholic, you look like you were out of trouble a little bit or in trouble at halftime. You come back in the second half and you pull within two and have a chance in the final minute to be able to win that one. And then last night you come back. So is it a halftime speech? Is it the adjustments? What do you think it is?
We might have to ask the girls, but I would love to say it was some magical adjustment. But really for us, and we continue to preach this, it's value the basketball, make the game easy on ourselves, make that extra pass. You know, defensively, we always feel like we're going to be fine. You know, we have enough girls that can guard and do the right things defensively. So for us, it just goes down to stop kind of hurting ourselves. You know, in each one of these, you know, all three games this week, it was kind of the same conversation. You know, and like I say, it's credit to the kids. They just, you know, they know what they're doing. You know, we have a lot of experience. And, you know, I would say at Lewis Central, it was a lot of seniors making senior plays in big-time moments.
I was going to say, and Elsa, I'm going to tease her just a little bit here with this, but 1 of 6 from two-point range, but 4 of 7 from three-point range, so shooting better from deep. But she leads you in scoring with 17. But Charlotte Hackford and Addie Antover both with 12, and then, Simons, Kaylee, and Kenzie with 9 and 8 respectively. So really good balance last night, almost 5 players in double figures.
Yeah, and that's what's made us successful. And we talk about the girls, and, you know, Elsa, she's not feeling the greatest, and you know, yep. She was upset after Thursday night. That kid hates to lose. So she had a little chip on her shoulder for, you know, Friday night with Lewis Central. And,
yep.
You know, Charlotte's such a good shooter. You know, for her, it's just remain confident in what you're really good at.
Right.
You know, and she's starting to get to the hoop. And,
yep.
You know, Kinsey, we missed Kinsey on Thursday. And I really do feel that was, you know, that was a major variable. You know, she's not our leading scorer, but she can really, really shoot it. And, you know, Kaylee and, you know, Addie's, she had 14 and 14 against Newman, and against Lewis Central, I think she had, and we had her for 12 and 6. I think it's probably a little more than that in the rebounds. And, you know, Morgan just keeps playing defense, and Olivia Schenkelberg keeps grabbing rebounds. So it's just team, team, team. And, you know, the girls just keep saying that.
And I know it is team coach, but you mentioned Morgan here a moment ago. She has such a spark sometimes off of the bench with the energy she brings. And then I think you got a lot of girls that play really good defense, but you feel confident throwing her against the other team's best scorer and she's going to go out and shut her down.
Yeah, that's helpful as a coach. You know, you can look at running different junk defenses or, you know, different strategies. But, you know, for us with Morgan, with a lot of these really good guards, especially in the Hawkeye 10, it's you just let Morgan kind of go do her thing. And, you know, she's exhausted at the end of the game. But I just keep saying she loves that role. She just begs for it. So, you know, it's helpful as a coaching staff to be able to, you know, kind of just trust in your kids, and you don't have to overcomplicate things. And, you know, that's where we're at our best, is when we kind of keep it simple.
Coach, but you get a little time off now. What do you do to give them some rest, but also keep them working? You're off now till Friday, and you've had 3 of those really kind of straining games in during this week. So do you take a day or two off, or do you get them right back to work on Monday?
Yeah, we're gonna rest Monday. We're kind of fighting some sickness right now, so we're going to let that kind of hopefully get through. We're going to take Monday off. We're going to go support the boys, you know, if they're healthy enough. And, you know, we haven't had 3 practices in a row probably since Christmas break. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to get in, get some shots up. We're going to watch some film, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shenandoah is a really good team. I think they're 13-5, somewhere in there. So we got another test, and then short turnaround the following Monday with Creston, and then, you know, that following Tuesday down at Casey Center with St. Albert. So we're going to rest, work on some things, put some things in, and then gear up for this final stretch.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that postseason pairing is going to be coming out in pretty much a week. So it goes fast, Coach, as you know. So tell you what, enjoy these ones, savor these nice comeback wins. But as I teased Elsa last night when she's got her 1,000th career point, that, you know, and she even said, we need to come out a little quicker so that they don't have to rally back. Hopefully that'll happen for you soon.
Yeah, that's the ultimate plan. I keep saying I don't have much hair, so if we could save what I do have, I'd really appreciate it. But it's fun. We're just enjoying the ride. We'll see where we end up with pairings and kind of dig in for this last, 2 weeks.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate everything. Best of luck. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, same to you, Jeff. Appreciate all the coverage.
Thank you. Head Coach Justin Yetmar again with the Kemper Girls basketball team. Back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Rick Godding. Join me here on KCIM at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, where I talk about orthopedics and whatever else really comes to mind. We have a good time on the show, and we would like to invite you to join us.
Listen this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KCIM for the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Rick Godding. For more information about St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or call 794-5536.
Carroll Boys swim team wrapped up their regular season on Thursday night, hosting senior night. It was an emotional and fun night out at the rec centers. The Tigers knocked off both Spencer and Atlantic, beating Spencer 50-44 and rolling by Atlantic 70-24. Joining us here on this Saturday morning is head coach Deb Danner. Deb, congratulations on another fantastic regular season. It's just hard to believe that it's come to an end already.
Yeah, it really went pretty quick because I feel like we need another month to finish up things, but yeah, we're not getting that. It's like we're just about there.
Yeah, state qualifying a week from today. You guys will be over in Ames, but again, wrapped up the regular season with your typical senior night. I know the seniors got a chance to kind of maybe put the lineup together, and I think you even said that they coached a little bit to get that feel of things. So to go out and get a couple of wins, pick up 6 individual titles and 2 relay titles, you had to feel pretty good about Thursday night.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was fun to watch. The boys, they went into this meet tired and still performed fairly well. And, yeah, the senior boys put this lineup together. And, I mean, I get to make just a few adjustments. And, they did a good job with it. They learned a lot about putting lineups together. And, yeah, but they did good. So I'm proud of that.
Did you have to make money adjustments this year?
We just made 2 adjustments, and that was it. And, yeah. It was good after that.
Okay. You guys had a nice run in there, if I remember right, like 5 championships in a row or something like that, 5 first place finishes in a row. So I'm assuming that that was because of the changes you made, right?
They did most of that themselves. Okay. I only made the 1 change, putting Tegan in the 2 free. Okay. Other than that, they did the rest.
Yeah. So pretty proud of those guys. What stood out for you from Thursday night with how the guys swam?
They, like I said, they are super tired going into that meet. But you know what? They went in with a great attitude, that they were going to go out and just swim as hard as they could. And they did. And, I'm super proud of that. They didn't, use the excuse that we're tired. They did everything they could to try and win their races. That was just, a lot of fun to watch.
And I know you do your homework so well. Did everything kind of play out the way you anticipated when you saw the lineups?
Actually, I didn't think we would do as well as we did.
Okay.
So, I was pleasantly surprised about that. A few of the kids placed in first. Jordan Wilson placed first in the 2IM, and I really didn't think that was going to happen. And it did. So that was just awesome. Like you said, the boys got to do the coaching. So me and Carly sat there and we took splits and just kind of cheered the boys on. And we were watching and it's like, all right, he's leading. He's still leading. We're on the third 50 and he's still leading. It's like, go Jordan.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. So yeah, we had a few races like that. I'm sure the other teams they came into this meet a little bit tired too. So, you just didn't know how things were going to play out.
And you guys had a nice crowd to cheer on the guys last night as well.
Oh, absolutely. From my understanding, the boys basketball team from Glidden came over.
Yep.
To watch Ryder and Tegan. And, all the senior parents obviously were there, but all the seniors, they had they had schoolmates come and cheer them on too. So it's really nice having a big crowd there.
Yeah, especially with races that maybe helped propel Jordan to stay in the lead. One of those seniors for you. Five seniors, Coach Jordan Wilson, Tegan Renzi, Brody Skareen, I think is how you say it, Legan Season West and Toft. Yep. So great group of kids. You've had some legendary swimmers in this group and some kids like Jordan you just mentioned that have done really well for you. How emotional, how tough is it to do that hug and then let them walk across to be able to go over and get their picture taken with mom and dad?
I really try not to show a lot of emotion during those, because I don't want anybody else crying or anything.
Right.
So, you know, I just want this to be a happy time for them, just showcasing them. So they're truly going to be missed. And I appreciate it all the years they've put into the team. So it can be emotional, but, I just try not to show it.
And it's a long way from over. You got state qualifying coming up, and then, of course, the state meet as well, which rankings came out today. As we've known all year long, you've had guys ranked pretty high, but the rankings meaning that you got a chance to do some damage down at the state meet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We will make podium. Cross your fingers, we will make podium. I guess there's no guarantees.
Yep.
We can go in number one. That doesn't mean you're going to come out number one either. But, the boys should do very well. Historically, they've done great at state. So I'm just looking forward to another fun meet and just kind of see what all happens.
And, Coach, with the state qualifying next week, still working on lineup, I know that, but how's things coming along, and what are the goals or the mindset that you feel you need for the guys going into that next week?
Next week we'll start talking about their mindset, positive thinking, just trying to keep everything positive, happy, that type of thing. We don't go in thinking that we're going to destroy anything. We just going in, it's another swim meet. We're going to go in, we're going to swim as hard as you can. We're going to have some fun. The more relaxed they are, the better they do. So, we'll just try and keep it light. But, we go in, I try and get as many kids to state as I can. The ones that don't make it to state, I'm hoping I can get them at least on the podium at districts and, bring a little bit of hardware home with them and see how it goes from there.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun to talk to you. It was fun watching the guys swim on Thursday night. So appreciate everything. Enjoy the weekend off. I know you'll still be working on lineups and stuff for next Saturday, so you won't take any time off. But appreciate everything. We'll talk to you again here soon.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Dander again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show. We're back right after this.
Life is busy. Your car service shouldn't be. At New Way Ford Service Department, we make it easy. Schedule your service online, and we'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for free right here in the area. We have 7 full-time technicians ready to take care of your vehicle. And if it's your first time giving us a try, enjoy 50% off an oil change. That's expert Ford service on your schedule, done the new way. Book today at newwayford.com, where service just got simple.
We're back here on the Emser Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Eric Noggle, a head boys wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you. And I tell you what, congrats, man. You guys have been on a tear.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me this morning. Yeah, guys are kind of putting things together right now and wrestling really, really strong. So it's a good thing to see.
Two of your guys picked up their 100th career win on Thursday night as you guys went down to Creston to wrestle Harlan, Lewis Central, and Creston. It was both Kieran and Quentin Polking. So congratulations goes out to those guys. Was there any celebration for those guys, or are they so locked in with, getting to the state qualifying meet, getting down to state and really making some noise this year?
I think there was a little celebration. It's a little relief, It's kind of like, I don't know. It's like that milestone, and it's always in the back of your mind whether it's going to happen or not happen. So I don't think they focus too much on it, but, it's still, as an athlete, there's records and things that are still stuck in your mind that, maybe secretively that you're trying to keep contained so you can get to those and not too public announcements of those things. But yeah, they just locked in, and I think probably I made more of a big deal out of it than they did. You know, I think they were happy kind of get the force a monkey off their back and, you know, accomplish what a lot of kids want to accomplish. And it's just another milestone to check off the list to get to the next one. So you know how they are. They just go about their business and probably smiled a little bit more than what they normally do. But and then it was put the headgear back on and go to work.
Yeah, neither one of them talk a whole lot. I'm sure they do around their friends. But so did they do it with kind of in style? Did they both get pins, or how did each one of them pick up their 100th on Thursday?
Yeah, they both got falls. Quentin got a fall. Let me pull it up here. Lint, he got a fall against the Harlan kid, I think it was in 24 seconds.
Wow.
And then Kieran got a fall against the Creston kid in 18 seconds. So we did give him a little rise about that, that Kieran got it done faster. So
I was just going to say, I'm sure them two probably spar some in practice, right? Who wins? Because those are two great wrestlers.
Oh, they go back and forth, but Quentin usually gets the best of it just because he's a little bit bigger, but Kieran fights back. You don't want them scrapping when they're mad at each other. That's not a fun day for anybody.
No, I can imagine. But tell both of them congratulations for me and what an honor, Coach, for you guys to go 24-4 though on Thursday night. That's all. You can't get really much more dominant than that. What was so special and why were you guys in such control against some programs that traditionally are pretty good in Harlan, Lewis Central, and Creston?
Yeah, those programs traditionally have been there. Everybody knows, in the wrestling world, knows what they're capable of. I think it's just those small little things again, looking back at, you know, since Christmas, we've just kind of been focusing on small little details and positioning and really focusing and drilling the heck out of it. And the partners are pushing them in practice. So, you know, you get some unique looks and things like that against your partner. And when your partner pushes a little bit harder, you got to push a little bit harder. And so we've kind of just been, it's interesting because they're just starting to put things together. Wyatt Venner, I can't say enough about that kid. He's been on a tear. He is just catching his groove right now. And like we said, he's doing things that you can see him like consciously going through what he's supposed to be doing, things that we've been waiting for him to do instead of just reacting. And he's kind of putting himself in those positions where things are paying off. So he's a prime example of, you know, sticking to it and grinding through and working through those positionings at practice and spending extra time and doing those, you know. So when you got guys like Wyatt that are doing that, it pays off. And he's not the only one. I mean, I could go through the list of all of them on, they're just making that progression and realizing that they can wrestle in those positions, and they got to taken care of in the spots that they're not. They try not to put themselves in the spots where they're not very good. So, you know, keep it in your hands a little bit and keep control of the match and wrestle where you wrestle best. And if you get in positions that you're not very good in, we got to get out of them, and we don't hang out in them. And we still got some guys that hang out in some positions, you know, at moments and times. But, again, they haven't capitalized off it, or we reacted the way we're supposed to and doing those types of things. So it's just those small little detail things, I think, is what's really benefiting our guys.
Is this the best you guys have been up and down the lineup where there's not – doesn't look like a weak spot?
I don't know. That's a hard thing to say in all the years that I've been doing this. You're comparing apples sometimes to apples and apples to oranges. This team's just a unique, different team. For it being my last year and with these guys, I couldn't ask for a better group. They just go about their work. They don't complain. Not that other teams complain, but there's not just a single guy. That's the nice thing about it is there's not just a single guy that takes the platform and everybody else just follows. They kind of all just join together and gel together and those types of things. So I think that's what makes it unique about this group of guys. To say they're the best up and down through the lineup, man, we've had some really, really good teams and some really, really tough guys go through. And if I said it on the radio, I'm sure about 17 or 20, I don't know, all of them would be knocking on my door wanting to fight me. So I don't want to battle that. So, again, every team's unique in their situation. But this is a team to remember and a team that's doing a good job. And from bottom to the top to the bottom, whatever, they're doing the right thing. So you can put them up there with some really, really good teams that we have had, and they're in the hunt.
Coach, I think you could take all 17 still. You might have to space those matches out just a little bit at your age. I don't know if you won all 17 in a day, but let's bounce back to last Saturday. You guys were hoping to go over to Ida Grove for the big Herbergrens. That didn't work out for the weather, but you got yourself into the Bishop Heelan invite. You finished third there. There's some teams from out of state that I got to tell you I don't know a whole lot about, but I know there's some talented teams in other states as well. So how did you feel like you wrestled last weekend?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. We can't thank Bishop Heelan enough for allowing us in. They could have been no go, and then Friday morning they had somebody drop out, so we were one of the first ones that we got a hold of them early enough that they called and asked if we wanted in so they could let us in. And yeah, there were some teams that I had no clue either. South Dakota, I don't even know how big they are. A couple guys had it. Coach Joyner had to tell me because he coached in South Dakota, so he had to tell me like what big schools or how they were. I was like, I don't know. And then you got some Nebraska schools, but there were some tough schools there. And realistically looking at it, I thought we could finish top three there was our goal, but kind of a little disappointed a little bit in our last round. We won four out of 10 of our last matches we ended up winning. The part that kind of upset me the most is out of those six remaining matches, four of them we were in the lead, and then we ended up losing those matches, and that kind of bugged me a little bit. So we had a bad last round. We had a good rounds going into it, and then we had a bad last round, and it just kind of deflated us a little bit. I mean, realistically, if we finished out those 10 matches and we get those four that we were winning, we have 8 matches. We win out of 8 out of 10. You know, you always try to shoot for 10 out of 10, but 8 out of 10, we probably get second place out of that thing and probably fighting for the hunt of first place. So that's just how close we were, and we told those kids that. And I think that kind of built into this week and kind of built into that, like, hey, we're right there at the door. We just got to finish certain things. And those guys were disappointed that lost. You know, when you got the lead and you lose a match, that's the last thing you want to happen. But it happens, you know, and some of those guys, that's the first time they've been in those situations. And sometimes your opponent takes the best of it, and sometimes it's just a long day, Thursday, Saturday, you know, not being able to know if you wrestle Friday, you don't have school on Friday, so you don't have practice. So there's a lot of factors in there going through. But overall, I thought we wrestled pretty well there.
Is that the biggest adjustment you want to see with the guys is that final round when you go to the Raccoon later today at Ballard?
Yeah, every round's going to count. I mean, it's just going to be – you're going to have some revenge matches and some head-to-heads, and you got some guys that are moving weights and things like that. But it's just competing in those rounds. And as you're coming around to that district corner, those rounds are important. So you got to put yourself in the best possible position. And then you got to – it's the next best thing if it doesn't go your way. You know, you can't just hang it up and do whatever. But, yeah, you got to be able to close those final rounds to put yourself – in those positions if you happen to get to a wrestle back later on and things like that. But yeah, that's what we're going to focus on at Ballard, is just finish our rounds and finish our matches and wrestle through every position.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And as always, go Tigers.
Head Coach Eric Nall again with the Carroll Tiger Boys wrestling team. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
That's going to wrap up this Saturday morning Coach's Show here on the Pizza Ranch Coach's Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM. KCIM, again, want to thank Joe Daniels of the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, Shane Vaughn of the Kemper Boys and Girls Wrestling Team, Randy Beeson with the Carroll Boys Basketball Team, Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys Basketball Team, Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls Basketball Team, Justin Yetmar with the Kemper Girls Basketball Team, Deb Danner with the Carroll Boys Swim Team, and Eric Naga with the Carroll Boys Wrestling Team for joining us here today. Do want to remind you, we've got some high school sports coming up today. A lot of the boys wrestling teams, all of them in action today. Audubon Boys hosting the Wheeler Invite. South Central Calhoun Boys hosting their dual tournament. Both of those scheduled at 10 o'clock today. Carroll Boys are at the Raccoon River Conference meet over at Ballard, while the Kemper Boys are at the Hawkeye 10 Conference meet down at Glenwood. Both of those starting at 10 this morning. Coming up in just a little bit, Coon Rapids Baird Boys will be at the ACGC Invite beginning at 9:30, while the ESAC Boys go to the Kingsley Pearson Invite, also scheduled to get underway at 9:30. Thank you very much for tuning in here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.